Kamala Harris appeared in Grand Rapids.
He is basically going to threaten the health insurance of 45 million people based on a concept and take us back to when insurance companies could deny people with pre-existing conditions. You remember what that was like?
Donald Trump is also in the state. He answered questions from reporters at the airport about releasing his health records. Harris has brought up that issue repeatedly.
I've given my health exams. I've also done cognitive tests twice, and I've aced them, meaning a perfect score. I want to see her do a cognitive test because she couldn't ace because she wasn't born smart.
The federal judge in Trump's election subversion case today released a heavily redacted trove of evidence that the special counsel used to bring the charges. Trump's lawyers argued they shouldn't be released until after the election. The judge refused. There were nearly 2,000 documents, many blank, others marked sealed. A day after the world learned the leader of Hamas was killed by Israeli forces in Gaza, there were protests in Amman, Jordan. President Biden, before leaving Germany today, said he hoped Yahya Sinwar's death will pave the way for an end to the violence in the region.
We think that there's a possibility of working toward a ceasefire in Lebanon, and it's going to be harder in Gaza, but we agree that there has to be an outcome.
A warning today that this winter's COVID cases could cause a surge in hospitalizations. Alexander Tin has that.
The CDC's forecasters have released an update to their outlook for this fall and winter respiratory virus season. The agency now estimates that this winter's COVID wave could reach peak hospitalizations that are worse than what we saw during the summer. That's because the summer wave peaked in August, lower and earlier than some scenarios that the agency's modelers had looked at, resulting in less population immunity going into this winter.
A murder trial is underway in a small town in Indiana where two teenaged girls were murdered 5 years ago. The case has been closely followed. The suspect, a pharmacy employee. Meg Oliver reports from Delphi. Extra precautions have been taken for the trial.
We're not going to see or hear a lot from this trial because there are no cameras allowed in court. There's only a sketch artist and a pool reporter taking handwritten notes. The judge is trying to ensure that there is a fair trial here. She has issued a gag order, and the jury will be sequestered for the length of this trial, which could last more than a month.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials finished up 37 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha County attempt to discourage migrant resettlement was unanimously voted down by a county board committee this week.
We're going to state facts and not fear-mongering, because there's certainly fear-mongering. I believe in this here.
Supervisor John Morrissey, citing his experience as a police chief and city administrator, opposed the proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray. Waukesha welcomes Senator J.D. Vance on Sunday. The Trump campaign statement says they're intensifying outreach to Catholic voters with a Catholics for Trump event. It'll be held at a company based at the airport at 5. Racine will honor firefighter Max Baer at a memorial service in Memorial Hall downtown today. Baer, who died in a motorcycle crash, served with the Raymond Fire Department for 14 years and recently joined the Racine Fire Department. Wisconsin's U.S. Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Covey will meet for their sole debate tonight at 7. The debate will be broadcast on civic media radio stations across the state, locally on 540 WAUK. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Badgers and the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin takes on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked, how has the Badgers' offensive line improved this season?
I would say as much as anything is just their ability to play together. You know, we've had consistency up front in particular across the board. But I think their ability to, you know, figure out what it is that they do well and play together.
NFL, the Packers host the 5-1 Texans on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Dallas, 109-84. The Bucks finished the preseason 1-3. Were the rookies paying attention last night to head coach Doc Rivers?
Well, sometimes they hear you, sometimes they don't. It's just normal. There's so many things going on in their mind. When I think they're struggling hearing it, I say less. When I think they're open to hearing it, I say more. And you just got to have a good read.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Currently, it's 66.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
And Cher on WRJN from 1965. Well, Cher did not like that song at first. She recalled to Billboard magazine, she said, "Sonny woke me up in the middle of the night to come into where the piano was in the living room and to sing it. And I didn't like it. And I just said, okay, I'll sing it and then I'm going back to bed." Well, Sonny later changed the key in the bridge to fit her voice better. And then she loved it. And so do we. Now the Beatles and Something on WRJN.
Something. She moves, attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Style that shows me
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mama told me.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddle. Stuart!
Yeah.
Let's settle this once and for all, shall we?
All right, let's do it.
We're gonna answer the most difficult questions people wrestle with, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Yes or no? Are we living in a simulation?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But 52% of respondents said yes, we are living.
Yeah, I'm not totally shutting it off. Yeah, okay. Who knows?
52%. All right. Question number two. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yes or no?
At this point, if it wasn't before, it is now.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
55% said no, it's not. I think it is now, yeah.
Yeah, just because of the discourse. I mean, we're going like more than a decade of going back and forth of whether this is the case or not.
Question number three, middle brownie piece or edge piece?
Oh, edge for life.
Yes, I agree with you there.
Corner piece, if you can,
there
please.
There you go. There you go. Little crusty around the edge.
You know, they sell those things, right? There's like special piece packages that are just like the crusty parts of the brownie. I'm not sure what they're called, but...
It's like that. It's like that scene in Seinfeld where it was only muffin tops.
That's right.
51%, by the way, said edge piece. They agree with us. All right. Question number, what are we on? 1, 2, 3, 4. Question number four.
Oh, yeah.
Sock, shoe, or sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Yes.
What am I, a caveman?
82% of people agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Question number five, I think it is. Does a straw have one hole or two?
There's just one hole going through the whole thing. Yeah, I have one.
Yeah, 58% agree with that. I think that number seems low.
Well, I say lock everyone else up who doesn't think the way I do.
wouldn't the world be a much smoother ride if everyone agreed with us?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, and finally...
Okay.
Smooth finally. Or chunky peanut butter? I don't agree with this one, by the way.
Well, see, here's the thing. The kids like smooth, so I'm eating smooth. If I'm buying it for myself, my own personal usage, my own stash, I'm going chunky.
So
I'm
you
going,
say chunky?
Yeah.
So I say chunky too, but 72% said smooth. That's just wrong.
Yeah, I think they're like I said, like it starts with the kids. The kids don't want it chunky, and then nobody ever transitions from smooth to chunky. Not as much anymore.
Well, now when your wife asks you, what did you do today? You can say, we solved the world's problems. We answered
all, honey.
All the questions are answered now.
Nothing left.
There's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slashed Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. A long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. 'Cause he's kinda big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey la,
hey la, my boyfriend's back. La,
my boyfriend's back.
Boy, well,
look out now.
La,
my boyfriend's back.
Boy,
well, I can see him coming. So you better get up running on right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And now a song from Elvis Presley, who, at the age of 21 on this date in 1956, pulled into a Memphis gas station where he started to attract a small crowd of autograph seekers. After repeatedly asking Elvis to move on so he could resume normal business, station manager Ed Hopper slapped Presley on the head and found himself on the receiving end of a punch in the face from Elvis. Station employee Aubrey Brown tried to help his boss, but was no match for Presley. After police were called, Hopper and Brown were charged with assault and were fined $25 and $15, respectively. Here's Elvis Presley. This is Kentucky Rain on WRJN.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you
were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
wait for me. Whoa.
No other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More families in Wisconsin are taking exemptions for routine childhood vaccinations than most other states. The state immunization program says about 85% of Wisconsin kindergarten students are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella shots. The national average is closer to 93%. Voting rights groups are ramping up their efforts after young adults in Wisconsin got intimidating text messages about voting. Molly Carmichael is a recent college graduate and a member of the League of Women Voters.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote this November. And so getting a text like that would certainly be really alarming.
Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine's mayor and U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde came together for a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week. It was at the newly completed Breakwater 233 apartment complex. The over 200-unit development on Lake Avenue is a project of Hovde's development company and began welcoming residents last month. The Franklin mayor's law enforcement career has come to an unexpected end as he retires from the Waterford Police Department. It comes amid an ongoing investigation into John Nelson. There isn't much known about that investigation, which led to Nelson's suspension in August, along with two other officers. Officials at this point said it's a personnel issue rather than a criminal matter. The Racine County District Attorney's Office is part of the investigation. About $9 million of work is getting done to the ballpark in the offseason. People going to Brewers games next year can expect enhanced experiences as the stadium undergoes upgrades. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports those include replacing loge-level seats, modernizing the stadium signage, and installing a new chiller system. The projects aim to improve overall fan comfort. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Currently, it's 66.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, a study found that workers spend around an hour a day at work messing around on their personal smartphones. Yeah, they're probably applying for other jobs.
Walk out, yo, don't you walk out, we got things to say. Talk out, let's have the talk, talk and things will be okay. Your daddy,
here is.
Is he rich like me?
Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Please, please, please don't forget about those folks in Florida who still need our help. Homes have been destroyed, communities displaced, and basic necessities have become scarce after Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. We've set up a website where you can help. It's civicmedia.us/help. There you'll find links to Samaritan's Purse, to the American Red Cross, and to World Central Kitchen. So please, if you can, Donate today. Just go to civicmedia.us/help.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. Don't you ever be sad. We don't meet in time to bear. When the day comes and you're down and I'm in trouble and I'm about to drown. There's a hole.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. We'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then remember, at 5:30, it's pregame high school football as Racine Park takes on Indian Trail High School and Academy in Kenosha.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. Over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring him up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the four boys are playing, bring the nick up.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, she was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave. Then I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer. I'm all alone, and the night is so long. So we started to dance in my